hey, did my thinking change in any way from the start of the year to the end of the year? How did I grow just by looking at my vocabulary?
Welcome to Sincerely Future You, a podcast for female entrepreneurs looking to scale their business by mastering their time, money, and drama. I'm your host, Jessica McKinley, founder of What's Happening Coaching, a life coaching program that helps ambitious women like you make decisions today with the future you in mind.
Capsters, we're almost to the end of the year. How are you feeling? I love checking in. I feel like people always think of me when New Year's resolutions come around because I talk about goals so much. But because I think and talk about and set and check in and reflect and help my clients with goals so often, I don't really think about New Year's as anything too different. The one thing that I do differently is I write myself a letter to my future self from who I am today. And this is different from setting goals in a couple of different ways. I started this tradition back in 2015 before I was a life coach, when I was simply branding myself as a happiness scientist and I was doing lots of experiments, social experiments, and everything was on the blog. And I loved just getting live feedback and working with all sorts of people who were trying to find a way to a happier life. Now, of course, I tell you guys all the time on this podcast that one of my biggest discoveries in all of my research as a happiness scientist was that being happy isn't the goal. So, of course, when I reflect, and I'm going to read you guys even excerpts from my old letters, you're going to be able to see just very plainly in the words that I was using when I was talking to my future self, my limitations, the way that I used to think versus the way that I think now. And I think that this is such an amazing exercise for all of you guys to do for yourself going into the new year, because even if you aren't the type of person that is optimistic about setting a new habit, or you're just like, I've never been able to stick to a New Year's resolution, what you will still gain from this experience is you'll be able to see, hey, did my thinking change in any way from the start of the year to the end of the year? How did I grow just by looking at my vocabulary? Is this the way that I still talk? And it might be just jaunting to you. When you read it back, you might be like, God, I just don't like the way that I sound, or I'm still doing the same thing, or I'm still talking in the same way. And it might be the motivation that you need to actually start. Even if you aren't consistent until next year, this exercise is super powerful. It's a nice snapshot into your brain. So before we dive in to the episode where I'm going to read you some examples of past letters I've written to myself and tell you exactly how to do this for yourself, I got to shout out the Hapster of the Week. This week's Hapster of the Week is Krista. Krista is a dietitian, and she is just one of the smartest people that I know. I actually connected with her also back in my Beachbody days. We were both just into health and wellness, but from very different aspects of it. So I think we just respected and appreciated the way that each of us approached it. And we just remained friends. And now that she has a thriving business, also a thriving podcast, she's been on the show before. She has a top 50 podcast in nutrition called The Less Stressed Life. And she helps people that have anti-inflammatory issues going on, well, inflammatory issues, I guess. And she helps them to just put less stress on their body. And she talks about it from all angles. So if you are interested in that, or you are suffering from any sort of gastrointestinal thing, you must just check Krista's podcast out. That is The Less Stressed Life. But I'm shouting her out here today because since we've started to work together, she has opened her mind back up to exploring her business in an emotional way. She's a scientist. like an actual one. I know I call myself a happiness scientist, but I branded myself that way. She's an actual scientist. She does labs and blood work, and she thinks in terms of data. And I think that that is such a useful skill as a business owner. But what I say time and time again, when we're leveling up, data can be useful and our brains can also use it against ourselves. And so having strong connection to your emotions and understanding where you can use your imagination and your belief and the vibrations in your body to connect yourself to your future kind of reminds you that the math is just a product, again, of more of your thoughts and feelings. And it works so well together. And I've been really enjoying watching Krista blend our two favorite things in health, which is the power of your mind and the power of your body. So shout out to Krista. She just had a webinar and she's making a lot of big changes, hiring people. And we've been talking about the nitty gritty and she just makes massive progress. But her growth this year really is in digging deep and being open to feeling it, which is allowing her to A, have a deeper 50-50 experience. It's painful, but also she's able to enjoy it in a deeper way as well. So shout out to you, Krista. It's been such a pleasure working with you so far, and I cannot wait to see what you achieve this year. So, okay. Like I said, this letter to yourself, I started it back in 2015 with a team and I haven't missed a year. And it's so fun because it's heavily reliant on my two favorite things, your thoughts and your feelings. It's a snapshot into how you were and how you thought. And it exposes your limited thinking and it shows you where you were emotionally connected to your future when you read it back and what worked. Basically, when I do business evaluations with people, whether we're evaluating something like a launch or a webinar or a consult, I have people do a clean evaluation, what worked, what didn't work, and what do we want to do differently. This is a more emotional way of evaluating yourself and not just the numbers. It's a less limited way of doing a reflection or an analysis or an evaluation. So I wanted to read you some actual parts of my old letters so you can just kind of see yourself, like what I mean when I say that I have grown over the last couple of years. It's easy to see it when you're looking at some numbers, but looking at the thoughts is just even more sobering. Okay, this is Dear Jess on December 31st of 2015. I'm actually going to skip over some sentences because this letter is meant to be really personal. It's meant to be a safe space for you to talk about what your life is actually where you're at. But I do think it is important to acknowledge some of it. So today was a weird day. Dear Jess, today was a weird day. It is New Year's Eve and you woke up on the couch to the sound of your ferrets, which I don't have anymore, being restless at 9 a.m. You slept there because XYZ, I'm not going to talk about it, but even though dealing with this can be stressful, you woke up knowing that no matter what, you will not let what you cannot control determine the fate of your marriage, interfere with your destiny for greatness, or impede your happiness and gratitude for everything that is amazing in your life. So, like back then, the circumstances were my life were, I was living in Florida in a small apartment. I was working as a waitress and I was blogging. I was newly married and, you know, already having some major struggles in my marriage. And I had big dreams and goals, but I just had no clue how I was going to get there. And that might be where some of you guys are right now. So I just want to give this also as another reminder that you can be one place at the start of the year and you can end the year as a completely different person. And basically every time I've done this, I've had massive growth. And some of it has been really painful and hard, and others of it has been just like my wildest dreams. So the breakdown of how I like to do these letters, and you'll see from little excerpts from the other ones as well, is the first part of the letter, I want to be a real intimate description of your day. So I want it to be visual. I want it to be something where when you read it back, you can remember all five senses of where you were when you were writing this letter. And the good, the bad, and the ugly, do not filter it. Do not sugarcoat it. Do not, you know, try and be a different version of yourself that sounds better on paper, right? So I was really, really raw here. I mean, the things that I wrote when I read this back at the end of the year, I sobbed. And it should be emotional. So again, it doesn't have to be a sob story if you're really loving your life right now. Just talk about what emotions are running through your body. Describe what's around you, because those emotions are a product of what you're thinking about your life and your surroundings, right? And you're going to notice different things then than you would now. So in a different letter, my intro is talking about, you know, my son waking up at 3:57 a.m. last night, thanks to his 2-year molars, and me and Dustin traded calming him, and we're able to sleep in. And then I went to Starbucks to lead a workshop, a letter to yourself workshop, and one person showed up. And I wrote these details, and I'm just like so grateful that I write this, because now I have clients that have this experience. And they just don't believe, looking at the success that I have in my business now, that I was ever in that spot. And looking at these letters, I just remembered feeling like, oh God, like, what am I doing wrong? Nobody cares. Like, I wanted to just curl up in a ball. But I wrote, like, only Katrina showed up. And it was a person that I knew, right? Like, but it went great. And you were reminded of your core beliefs that even if you help one person in a profound way each day, you are fulfilling your purpose. Still always true, right? I wrote that on December 30th of 2018. So that was actually only 2 years ago, almost today. So no, 3 years ago, I guess, 3 years ago today. And even when I read the one from 2019 or 2020, it feels like a lifetime ago. And yet I'm able to go like snap immediately back to this place because of the detail in which I described the circumstances and the day. Looking at this one, let's see, this one was to be opened the previous day. Today marks day 6 of Calvin sleeping in his crib. Perfect time to get back into a routine, waking up early. Right at this point, like, I was in a struggle bus of like being a new mom with a kid who did not sleep. And I was just like, maybe if I write down that like I'm in a morning routine, it'll just happen. It's crazy now because like I did get to that place where I was just like wake up early, 6 a.m., working out all the time, like within this year. But when I wrote this down, I was like, I can't even imagine. I can't even imagine a time in which I have this life. So, okay, in the beginning of your letter, just write a paragraph to whatever feels good for you, a couple sentences that'll help you see a snapshot of your day and your view from your current thinking. Then I want you to list some current facts, stats, and measurables. So in everyone, I have some numbers in here. And I think the numbers are so helpful because we have a general idea of like where we were at. And we know that maybe we're further along, but the numbers help make you be like, wow, that was a lot of growth. Or like, wow, it's crazy. In a year, I did this. Like in a lot of mine, I had goals where like I barely made progress on them. And then in other years, like in every year, there's something that I had massive growth in. And some things that I just didn't really have any growth in. And that's going to happen, and giving you enough of like a whole picture of it will help you just see, oh, where did I put my attention and energy this year? Sometimes priorities shift by the end of the year. And all of that is okay. A-okay. Where is the letter? Okay. So one of the ways that I break it down is current things to be grateful for, current fears to overcome or current challenges that I have. And then the next section is the goals. So the way that I like to word it is things that we have achieved. Because when you're reading it, you've achieved it, right? So when you're reading this letter, not when you're writing it, you're reading it and your past self is speaking to the fact that it knew you were going to be here, right? So you can kind of just see how deep your belief was by the way that you write it. In the beginning, I wrote everything in future tense, and then I got into the habit of being like, we've achieved this. This is awesome. This is what's happened. So current things to be grateful for. My first year, a lot of it was about like Beachbody, because that's what I was doing at the time. I was a Beachbody coach. I was doing some fitness coaching, and I talked about how many downline coaches I had. This is a network marketing company that I worked for. I talked about my weekly income. My biggest weekly income was $310 in 2015. And I was like, I am amazing. Like, I was just so proud of that. I had plans to travel so much in 2016. So I had plans to travel to LA, Dallas, St. Thomas, Paris, Spain, and Nashville. I went to all of those except for St. Thomas because I was pregnant and it was the Zika virus, which I did not know at the time when I was writing this. I wrote, it's sunny and 85 out in beautiful Hollywood, Florida, which is where I was living. And Dustin, who's my ex-husband, just cleaned the house and made goals for 2016 as well. So I looped my husband into writing goals. And I was just like so grateful for those things. And then current fears to overcome. Fear that I will fail to successfully balance both the blog and Beachbody, two things that I don't do anymore. Fear that I'm not organized enough to run a $1 million business, which I was just talking about that life, right? And that fear about some personal things that were going on in my marriage. So then when I talked about goals, it's just so funny because like now so many of these things like I've completely done and it feels like that was so easy. Like I really thought these things were hard. I mean, by today, I will have earned $100,000 collectively through my like multiple streams of income. And I will be expecting my first child, which when I read this letter, Calvin had been born 15 days earlier and I wasn't pregnant, obviously, when I wrote this letter. So that was crazy. I remember crying, like having Calvin there and reading this and being like, wow, it was so crazy to even write that I would be expecting my first child. I remember feeling silly even writing that down. And I had had Calvin. By today, I will be full-time doing Beachbody and What's Happening, which was something that I did. I went full-time into my career. By today, I will have read 12 books cover to cover. I did do that. I will have decided on where we're taking our parents on vacation as a thank you for all their support. I did not do that financially. Having a kid took priority. By today, Dustin and I will have gone on 50 unique dates. That was one of the happiness experiments I was doing at the time. And we did a good amount of that. And then some specific goals on numbers that won't make sense to you that were Beachbody related. And then some action items to achieve the goals. I just wrote down some other things. A lot of this was about getting my budget together because I didn't know anything about finance. And now I coach on it. It's so fun. When I look back, I just remembered being like, oh, I'm such a hot mess with money. I just need to like make more money and like learn how to save more money and just like be this new person. But it was just baby way. I don't know how else to describe it. Like sound like a baby person. So, okay. You can just see, I even have this letter, which is to be opened in a couple of days. If you're watching this YouTube, it says, Dear Future Jess, to be opened on December 31st, 2021. I was going to open it on the podcast. I don't know. I don't even remember what's in it, what I wrote exactly. I mean, some goals, but yeah. So this part of the goals, I think the numbers are really fun. And I actually found in one of my letters, and this was really smart, I really like this. I printed out a screenshot of my Stripe dashboard, which was where I was taking accepting payments from my clients. At the time when I printed this out, I think this was not even 2 years ago. Yeah, this was February of 2019 when I printed this out. So I think I added it later. I put my checking balance as of 2/28/2019, my savings balance, Calvin's savings balance, my credit card balance, my total business expenses, my income. And when I look at this number, my current projected income total between coaching and Beachbody was $34,000 for the year. And I remember being like, I made all of this with my brain. Like, I made every dollar of that just with my brain. Nobody gave it to me. It wasn't a salary. Like, I created this income with my brain. And that connection and that power that I felt by being grateful for where I was at helped me to that year make double that. I think I made $72,000 that next year. And then this year, I'm going to make about, the year isn't over, so we don't know, but maybe about 170. So I more than doubled that. And I didn't work for a month and a half because I was down for the count and sick, maybe 2 months. And so when I look at the numbers, it helps me to be like, wow, because it's easy for us to look at our current numbers and still be focusing on the future and always move that benchmark and just get out of gratitude and be like, oh, like this isn't enough and I'm not doing it. I just missed my goal because my goal this year was 200,000 and I didn't hit it. And I was like very upset about it. And then I look at this and I'm like, 2 years ago, like my checking balance was $1,600 and my income was $34,000. Like 2 years ago. Like there's no rush, you guys. There's no rush. When you get connected to the emotions and to your self-concepts in such a deep way, when you do this exercise and this letter to yourself, you're going to see that like the growth is there. It's just always available to you. You just need to allow yourself the safe space to actually imagine, not in a realistic way. This isn't a place to be realistic. Yeah, put some numbers down there, but dream big. If you can't do it here, you're certainly not going to just accidentally stumble onto your dreams. Okay, so you're going to put the current things to be grateful for, the current struggles, the things we have achieved, and then I want you to end with gratitude and pride connecting you to the future self, that moment where you've evolved and you're reflecting, where you're just like, yeah, we've did it. Like, I'll read you a couple of sentences from one or two of them. This one says, "We are all born and we all die. The variable is in the middle. What will you do with it? I'm so proud of you. I love you. There's more to come. Seek it with an open mind and a calendar." Love your younger self. That was the first time I did it. In 2018, I ended, "Jess, you are a mom now. That means you have the power to show Calvin what is possible. Set your standards high, be a source of joy and love and inspiration for your friends, family, coaches, moms, and kiddo. Life will bring you unexpected ups and downs, but they are merely circumstances. Your greatness lies in how you rise above them. Shine bright, darling." Could 2019 top 2018? You better believe it. Your biggest supporter, you. And I'll read you one more, and then I want you guys to get going on your own. Here, let's see what this one says. This one says, "Jess, you are a crusher of goals. You were born to change the world. Be a source of light and positivity in the lives of your friends, family, and strangers. Take your life seriously while having a kick-ass time. I'm so proud of all you did in 2016. Are you crying yet? Bring on 2017. There is a lot more fun to be had, goals to crush, lives to change. And yet right now, today, you need to just be grateful for all you have. I love you so very much. You're past you." So this exercise should be emotional if you're doing it right, which means you need to talk to yourself as if you love yourself. And you need to talk to yourself as if you believe that the growth is already happened. This is an exercise in leveling up. It's an exercise in testing your self-concept. It's an exercise in reflection. And it's an exercise in like seeing where the math is so that you can start to separate out the facts from the story that you've been telling yourself, that you're not good enough or that it's, you know, you haven't actually achieved anything. There's always growth to be had. So go out there, write your letter. Please give me some feedback. If you did this letter, tag me, like take a picture of it, tag me on Instagram in your stories or in your post at What's Happening WGS. I want to see it. This is always like my favorite time of year. And it comes out of the word woodworks, the people that do this letter, and they always say like how fun. So I love getting text messages. New Year's Eve is always one of those overrated holidays, I think. But for me, I enjoy the morning of New Year's Eve because I get all these letters from people or these texts from people being like, I'm about to open my letter. It's letter opening day, we call it. It's not New Year's Eve. It's letter opening day. So I want you to be a part of the crew next year on letter opening day and loop me in. All right, you guys have an amazing, amazing New Year's Eve. I hope that you guys stay safe in this crazy COVID time. And then when we talk and meet up again next year, you're going to be a whole new you. Can you believe it? All right, you guys, have a beautiful day.
Hey, Hapsters. If you want to learn more about today's topic, head over to whatshappening.com/podcast. That's What's Happening, whatshappening.com/podcast. If you're a business owner and you're resonating with what we talk about here, what are you even doing? Come hang out with me over where the party's at on Instagram at What's Happening WGS. Again, that's happy, HAPPYNING. And book a discovery call to see if coaching is your next best step.